Staying in the federal parliament, One Nation Senator Pauline Hanson is drawing condemnation this lunchtime for her comments that women in the family court are making up claims about family violence in order to win custody of their children. Campaigners against family violence say they're alarmed by the accusations, and they say they have concerns that Senator Hanson is set to co-chair the joint parliamentary inquiry on family law that was announced by the Prime Minister yesterday. Julia Holman has the latest.
One Nation's Pauline Hanson has argued for years that it's men who are hard done by in Australia's family courts.
I'm hearing of too many cases where children, or parents I should say, are using domestic violence to stop the other parent from seeing their children.
The senator, who has just been appointed the co-chair of a new parliamentary inquiry into family law and child support, told RN Breakfast that mothers are inventing domestic violence claims to deny fathers' rights to their children.
I'm saying to those women out there, don't throw domestic violence orders against your ex-partners just to further your case or get control of the children. That's not fair or right. There are people out there who are nothing but liars and will use that in the court system. You can't defend these people, and I will not defend them.
She was asked what evidence she has that this is widespread.
From my own personal experience, I've seen what happened with my son. So I know there was, and charges weren't laid, and actually they were dropped. Yet he had to go through the procedure of other courts. So it's not personally about my son. I know this from other cases.
The senator argues that these supposedly fake claims are a leading cause of men's suicide.
If people make false allegations, you're going to be held responsible for it. You don't take your lies into that courtroom so that you'll gain in the system of possibly more time with your children. That's not the way it works. And I'm a mother of four, but I never denied my ex-husbands from having time with their children.
Karen Willis is the Executive Officer of Rape and Domestic Violence Services Australia. She says there's no evidence to back up the Senator's claims that women invent domestic violence situations.
In fact, what we hear over and over again is that women have either not talked about or have downplayed the violence in their relationships because they fear that they will be disbelieved and it will go against them.
And she also says that the senator's claims about men's suicide are not based in evidence.
To say that all men suicide because someone's come and lied in the family law court about them is really, again, not at all evidence-based, a long way from it.
Karen Willis is concerned that Senator Hanson's views are set even before the inquiry into family law begins.
The senator has spoken on many occasions about her support for the men's rights concepts, the concept that women are out to get blokes, that women lie about violence, and that men get done in. And I think that if we're going to look in any reasonable way at any system and look at how we can improve it, we need to come into that with an open mind. If we're coming in with a very closed mind and a specific position, I'm not exactly sure that it's going to be terribly easy to come to a conclusion that is fair and just. If someone comes in with very fixed ideas, I think that's a little bit of a conflict of interest.
And there's opposition to yet another review of Australia's family law framework. Anti-violence campaigner Rosie Batty says another inquiry is unacceptable, given that the government hasn't implemented any of the 60 recommendations from the Law Reform Commission presented earlier this year. She told ABC Melbourne that she's frustrated that Pauline Hanson and Liberal backbencher Kevin Andrews are leading the inquiry.
It is completely unacceptable for these politicians with their own agendas to head up any inquiry. And I would call on Labor, the Greens and the Prime Minister to block this unnecessary inquiry. We know the failings. We need to start investing in this court system that is broken, overwhelmed and failing. And it is continuing to put families and particularly children in danger.
The government remains committed to the inquiry, which will spend the next 12 months examining a range of issues, including the timeliness of custody disputes, the financial costs to families, and the onus of proof required to obtain apprehended violence orders.
Julia Holman, our reporter.